insects that would burrow into your skin. And you know, you get them, say, from lying in the grass, something like that.
Or the red bugs, and tickles, some people call them tiggers or something like that.
And then you'd run, what would change, you know, you'd be walking through the grass or something, and you'd run into one of these.
By the way, during the war, they got that big web to make some kind of cross on a thing so they drop their bones exactly right. You know, the web, the spider's form that they use to put a cross there. Well, if I'd have known it, I could have got them $1 million or so in one night. But you ride through the swamp, and it's a spider about, covers about 3 inches. And his legs reach out about 3 inches away from him, and his body's a big thing, big as a thunder. And he spins an awful strong web. And,
what you call that?
Well, I don't know what you call them. We've got quite a few of them stays around here, around the barn and backside the brinks and things. But I never did hear nobody call them a certain name. But they were great big old yellow looking spiders, biggest ones I've ever seen of that kind, or spiders of any kind. And I never have been bit by one, and but I've been riding horses, driving cattle in the swamp and things. And you ride into one of them, you know it, you got to stop and clean off before you can go in the cell and knock the spider off. But they're sticky and stay right close to you. I've had a million of them in my face.
Well, what would you call the small fish like when you use the bait?
They use a perch, little perch for catching catfish at night.
Yeah, but just a little old fish, you know, maybe get them up with a chain or something like that.
That's all a minnow. Okay. Different kind of minnow.
Now, can you tell me about some of the trees around here, besides
the... Yeah, they have lots of magnolia trees. That's our state flower. I might be wrong, but I think that's right. And then we have pine trees, holly trees, and dogwood trees by the millions. You're talking about wild trees now. You're not talking about native trees, like the grow peach trees and all like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever have time to tap the syrup?
No. We've got a maple here, but it's called a wild maple, but it's not that kind of real quality.
Just the name we got for it, I reckon.
We've got lots of them right around the house here, right around the place here, but they're altogether different to see those cats, but we still got a maple tree.
Would you ever have one with long white limbs and wide leaves and scaly, white scaly branches, white scaly front bark, sycamore?
Oh yeah, we got lots of them. They keep the front of them in the yards all around the lot. I won't let them go here, but they just keep much trouble to keep clean up after. So that, you know, not the worst in these oak trees, so as that goes, but just an idea, you know, he's having one like that.
Can you call them a
sycamore?
Okay. You got a bunch of big old trees out here in the yard. Are those oaks?
Well, some of them, yeah. No, this is the only set part of the country these grow in, except on the river swamp.
Yeah.
There's none out here, nobody else has got one around their home, nowhere.
I've noticed that. You're the only person out here that's got those big shade trees over
there. Yeah.